This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
This is from the old school, new school.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Today we will talk about Iran, Israel, and the U.S. But before we tackle that issue, which is sometimes a very confusing issue, and most people out there, most people who comment on those issues, many times they are agenda-driven. You seldom see anyone who analyzes the news as an observer and not taking part and not manipulating the news to his advantage. And so, we will be tackling the Iran, Israel, and the USA because I'm sure many people are confused about what is being happening. But before we go there, Swiss scientists have 9 years after the assassination of Yasser Arafat, they have discovered that he was poisoned with polonium-210, which is a very poisonous element. Now, this element can only be produced in nuclear reactor. And I wonder, who has nuclear reactors in that area? And who has the capability, after imprisoning Yasser Arafat in his compound in the West Bank city of Ramallah for many years, and many times actually attacking his compound and going inside. And it doesn't take much of this polonium, like one particle, which is like the size of a dust particle, can kill a human being if it goes inside his system. And that's what killed that Russian spy who defected to England a few years back. Forgot his name, Victor somebody or somebody. So it doesn't really take much to, and it's not something that you have to hide anywhere. Just you can have that on a sheet of paper. You can have it in the air. But so what? I mean, all fingers are pointing at Israel for assassinating Yasser Arafat. So what? Is there a power on earth that actually can punish the Israelis for doing that? No. Unless it's a divinely power. And if you are one of those people who believe that Israel itself is divine, then, you know, divinely power, it's not going to, I guess, give a helping hand. So in the meantime, Israel goes around killing people, killing children, killing Palestinians, causing horror and sorrow all over the place, and no one can do anything. So 9 years later, after the assassination of Yasser Arafat, Swiss scientists, which of course we said that a long time ago, we said that from day one, that he was poisoned, and it's got to be a Mossad plan, because as a matter of fact, thank you, my friend, Mark. It's Alexander Litvinenko, whatever. That's the Russian spy who was assassinated or killed by KGB agents Russian agents in England. Anyway. That's not our subject. Just wanted to mention to you that finally they have, 9 years after the assassination of Arafat, the cause of death is poisoning by polonium. And the only country in that region that has the capability of producing that, that can only be produced in a nuclear reactor. And no one else in the area has that except Israel. Anyway, let's get into Iran, Israel, and Arafat. You know, one of the things that people who know my opinion on Iran, and like my friend Mark Glenn always said, there's two people on earth who believe that Israel will not attack Iran, and that's you and Ahmadinejad, talking about me and Ahmadinejad. And he probably was right, at least about me. I don't know if Ahmadinejad ever thought that Israel will actually attack or not. But knowing what I know and knowing what Iran is being used for, it is not to Israel's advantage to actually attack Iran. Because if Israel would have attacked Iran, Israel would not have been able to use Iran in such a way that it had used it to its advantage to gain many points on many fronts in the Arab world and in the Middle East. Today on CBS, just a few hours ago. Netanyahu was on CBS in an interview, and he said that the Arabs and the Jews, the Israelis, were united in demanding that Israel, that Iran, stops its nuclear activities and stop pursuing the bomb. When we come back, we will continue with the Iran, Israel, and the USA. We're up.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You're listening to Current Issues. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. We're talking about Iran, Israel, and the United States. What is the game? Many times, many analysts said that Israel was going to go to war with Iran and Israel wants to bomb Iran. We've been doing this for about 8 years now. And I kept saying from day one, no, Israel will not bomb Iran. Iran is not a threat to Israel. And if Israel ever thought that a nuclear reactor in Iran was a threat or detrimental to its survival and its existence, it will go and take it out without having to advertise. So what's the game that has been played in the last 8 or 9 years? Well, the game is simple, very simple. Israel is destroying the Arab world. Israel has been destroying the Arab countries. Israel's hand is deep inside every Arab country, especially the ones that were having the ones that are having problems. In Tunisia, in Libya, in Egypt, in Sudan, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq to start with. Now, you do have other Arab countries, especially those are the ones with money and oil, like Saudi Arabia and the Gulf areas, what Israel has done in corroboration with the United States, they have actually created a monster out of Iran in the minds of the Arabs. They have created a monster, and these Arab countries were ordered to react in a certain way towards Iran, using this big threat that Iran is a threat to the Middle East, that Shiite Iran, the Persians, are a threat to the Arabs because of their nuclear bombs. And for Netanyahu to get on TV and say, we, the Israelis and the Arabs, are united in demanding that Iran stop its nuclear activities, this tells us that he is confident that the plan succeeded. He created what he wanted to create. He created animosities between the Iranians and the Arabs, between Iran and the Arab countries. He succeeded in that. Now, what did he gain by that? Very simple. He gained that the Arabs finally found a friend in Israel, or at least that's what he wants the world to think. And some of these Arab countries actually swallowed the bait. And they are looking at Iran as if it was the enemy and forgot the actual enemy that is destroying them, and that is Israel. That's what they have succeeded in. So what's the benefit for Iran? Why would Iran play that game? Why would Iran go along with that game? Very simple. Iran happened to be in the right place at the right time. And Iran is getting a lot of its national interests. And it's getting a lot of credibility. It's getting a lot of benefits regionally, politically. And it's becoming a world player. It's becoming a very important regional player and a world player. So Iran is getting a benefit out of this. It's not like Iran's not getting a benefit out of it. And if I was in Iran's shoe, I would do exactly the same, because it's getting a benefit out of this whole thing. Who's losing? The Arabs, because they're fool enough to actually believe this story, this scenario, this play, this game that the Israelis have concocted with the help of the United States in making Iran to be this big monster that the Arabs should fear, so they can run back to the Israelis and say, help us. It's very simple. This was actually tried back in 2006 when George Bush was the president. Him and Dick Cheney went to Saudi Arabia and to Jordan, and they very much asked those countries to line up with Israel against Iran because Iran is becoming the enemy. Now, at that time, what they did not realize that neither the governments in the Arab world and neither the Arab people were actually ready to jump on that bandwagon to believe that that Iran was a threat. So they spent, now the Arab leaders told them in Saudi Arabia and in Jordan, they said, look, we can't play that game. So what they have done is they actually played more of this game until, and with the help of the Zionist media all over the world, especially in the Arab world, in Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, that very much convinced the people on the street and the leaders that Iran is a threat, and therefore the Arabs have very much found a refuge. These Arab countries like Saudi Arabia and the other other Arab Gulf countries found a refuge in Israel to basically, now it's not really, it's not that public yet, but behind the scenes, that's exactly what's going on. And for Netanyahu today to say that the Arabs and the Israelis are united against Iran, I guarantee you that did not come out of nothing. Anyway, let's go to Jared in Louisiana on line two. Jared.
Hey, Dr. Shum. Hi. Yeah, I want to know, why is this a whole matrix thing going on? Why can't people understand that when Israel goes inside a sovereign country and bombs missile emplacements, if that's true that that happened, that the allies of that country doesn't do anything? I mean, that's nonsense. How do we not? Everybody doesn't realize that we're not in a one-world order when Russia doesn't do anything when its ally gets bombed. It's a sovereign nation. Israel should be in a state of war with Russia and be wiped off the complete face of the planet Earth right now by the Russians. And you got all these, you know, I mean, that's preposterous.
Because, I agree, but Jared, because we do have a one-world order.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Because there is only one power, even though we see the Russians and the Americans jockeying here and there, but at the end they all answer to the same master.
Exactly. It's all over.
Thanks, Jared. Unfortunately, we have a break that we have to take. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jared, for the call. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I forgot to say congratulations to our friend Mark Glynn. He has a new, brand new baby girl. To add, now I believe he has 10 children. I told him, I said, I am going to kidnap his wife and bring her down here to get her away from him. Well, congratulations. And he is listening, by the way. That's why I am talking like that. I think her name is Juliana, I think he's going to correct me now because I know he's listening. I forgot. I have to go back to see the name, but I think it's Juliana. Anyway, another Glenn will come to the world. As if one Glenn wasn't enough. Okay. So, As a matter of fact, what Jared had brought up is an interesting thought. Why is, like, Israel goes and bombs Syria last week, how come nothing happens from its, supposedly, the allies? Well, because the allies cannot start a war with Israel, knowing that a war with Israel means a war with the United States, and no one wants a war with the United States, nor does the United States want a war with anyone. So these countries work with each other as best as they can under the conditions they have and under the orders that are that they receive. Julia, that's what it is, Julia. Julia Glynn, welcome to the world. Anyway, so this is the deal with and with what Jared said is I keep forgetting, you know, and I wanted to jump over to the next point. But what he said, why they don't? Well, because they can't. And because there's only one country or one entity in the world, it's a one world order. Even though we have many so-called fighting, but at the end, fighting thoughts, fighting politics, different this and different that, but at the end, there is a superpower, and I'm not talking about the United States, there is a much bigger superpower that controls the United States and control other nations and control the economy of the world, controls the politics of the world, that is in control here. Let's go to Art on line one. Art, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dr. Flowey. How are you today?
Doing good, thank you.
You know, on this whole, you know, the P5+1, and the negotiations that are going on, it's
sure,
interesting. It's interesting, you know, how, you know, you're only getting basically one side of the story from the lamestream prostitutes and media whores. And I want to basically share two, you know, the views coming from both ends of the spectrum. On one end, and I'm assuming AFP is the American Free Press, there was one article that came out where they quoted Israeli Defense Minister, what's his name, Moshe Yaalon.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes out, he says, and this is a direct quote, "An agreement now in the current conditions is a historical mistake that will allow the bellicose regime in Tehran to pursue its dangerous nuclear program and its ambition to spread terror and to undermine regimes in the Mideast and the entire world." And then we have the Justice Minister, which is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Tzipi Livni,
yeah.
He comes out and he says, comes out and says, direct quote, "There's no need to hurry to sign an agreement that will not reach its objectives when a much more favorable agreement could be given or could be signed given the increasing pressure that Iran is under." And, you know, they're constantly pushing for more and more pressure, more and more this, more and more that against Iran, which coincides with what Kerry said over the weekend when he called for the use of more forceful democracy to be used, which, well, forceful democracy. Let your imagination go to work on that one, boys and girls. And, you know, so here this is, you know, Israel saying, no, we can't have a deal yet. We can't have a deal yet because it doesn't suit what we want. But then you go to the other end, and here's where I really love it, because you got to literally go all the way to the other side of the world to get this viewpoint. And this comes directly from Hamid Golpira. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. He is the Iranian political commentator. He does an interview on Saturday, and he says, and here, I mean, it's beautiful, "We've done intense negotiations and discussions on our objective, which is to reach a conclusion. That's what we will come back to try and do." And then he points out that Israel is literally, physically, and this actually backs up what you just heard from the other two on the Israeli side of the argument, Israel is physically trying to torpedo the deal that they say they're close to reaching, trying to scupper, however you pronounce that, S-C-U-P-P-E-R, any deal. Then he goes on to talk about how Netanyahu is literally himself being and showing his own hypocrisy. Quote, Israel itself possesses nuclear weapons, perhaps a couple hundred nuclear weapons. There are nobody to talk to about the dangers of those nuclear weapons or the potential for someone or some other country getting them. All attention is focused on Iran, no one else. They're being completely hypocritical because they themselves possess nuclear weapons, and they're talking about the potential threats from Iran, who has already come out and said it is against everything we believe in to possess nuclear weapons, and not to mention the fact that Iran has not attacked anyone for over 200 years. And you can even look at the Iran-Iraq war. Iran didn't start that. Iraq did. And they did it with you.
Art, you're absolutely right with everything you're saying. But one thing we have to keep in mind, what we are watching on both sides is a game. It's a play. The main objective is to create a unity between the Arabs and the Israelis that has nothing to do with Iran. But if you get the Arabs and the Israelis close enough, then Israel has become an integrated state within the Middle East. That's in itself is the objective. Now, they are going to prolong this game. As you know, and I know you have been following this from the beginning, you have heard war with Iran for the last 8 years. And I'm probably Mark Glenn was right when he said you're the only one who believes that no war with Iran will take place. And I still don't believe that a war with Iran. It was all a game. No matter the statements that we hear from whatever side, it's a game that everybody is playing in except the Arabs. Everybody is a player except the Arabs. They are, I guess I can describe the Arabs as the ball that everybody is kicking around. And the main objective with this Iranian nuclear and Israel and everything you hear is not to push these countries towards war, but to create, which they have successfully done so, but to create an environment where the Arabs would have to run to Israel for protection, knowing that it is not even a threat, that Iran is not even a threat to them, but this is the environment, this is the condition that was created by Israel and other players, so the Arabs and the Israelis can get closer, and Israel become an integrated state. Thank you, Art, for the call. We'll be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, you know, the powers that moved countries, the powers that toppled regime, and it's not the powers of the people, because the people were actually used in those instances. But the driving power behind them that moved and toppled the Iraqi regime, the Libyan regime, the Egyptian regime, and trying to topple the Sudanese regime, the power that split Sudan in two, the power that's trying to do the same thing to Syria. These are the powers that are running the world. And these powers, believe it or not, they are more than capable of dealing with Iran if they wanted to. They are more than capable. They have the power to do it. But why do it when they are the ones who actually concocted all this? They planned this. The benefit out of all of this is tremendous to these same Zionists that are running the world. You know, you don't understand. You watch TV all day long, and you think things are running just like you see it on TV. No, it's not. TV is directed towards your brain to make you understand one thing, their point of view. And the point of view is, create this monster with Iran. Scare the Arabs. I can't say it. I mean, I can't say it enough for people to actually understand. If Israel wanted to take out these reactors, they're not going to wait. You know, when Israel started talking about Iran's nuclear reactors, Iran hardly had any of these reactors and accelerators. Now they have something like 4,000, 5,000 of these accelerators. They have, and they do have, but so what if they have the power to make a nuclear bomb? So what? Is Israel afraid of nuclear Iran? No, it's not, but it tells you it is. It tells the world it is, so you can believe what Israel is doing. No. Because if Iran happens to have one nuclear bomb, the Israelis have a couple of hundred. Israel can destroy all these Arab countries around it. And don't forget that when you talk about Israel, you talk about the United States. Because our politicians have actually signed off on, we will protect Israel no matter what. Because that's the promise they have to give to their handlers before they get elected. Otherwise, they're not going to be elected. So when you talk about a war with Israel, you talk about a war with the United States. Now, many people look at the United States, and sometimes they play these scenarios and these games that a lot of us kind of like. Like, oh, yeah, now the United States is talking to Iran, and Israel doesn't like it. So they make it look like that Israel and the United States are at odds with each other when it comes to Iran. It's a game. It's nothing but a game. It's just a game to show these stupid Arab countries in the Gulf that, hey, we're standing with you. And then you have Saudi Arabia upset with the United States for its stand on Syria. And she does not go or accept the United Nations the seat on the United Nations Security Council, because it believes the Security Council is not acting properly when it comes to Syria. Well, the Security Council has not acted properly on anything, but we didn't see any Saudi objections. How many United Nations Security Council resolutions against Israel that the United States has vetoed? So the Russians vetoed one resolution against Syria. The Saudis don't want to have a seat on that council because of that. But when the United States vetoed many resolutions against Israel, the Saudis did not react that way. They're playing that they are being sucked into the game. That's all I can tell you. They are being sucked into the game. And they are right exactly where the Zionists want them to be. You know, in Syria, you have this group that's called Jabhat al-Nusra, or the al-Nusra Front. These are nothing but terrorist thugs that the United States have trained in the camps of Afghanistan before, when Al-Qaeda was very much a group of people that the CIA has created, trained, and armed, sent them to use in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Egypt, in Syria. Ayman al-Dawahiri, who is the first in command now of al-Qaeda, supposedly, he's saying that the Nusra Front, now remember, this Nusra Front is supported by Saudi Arabia with the blessings of the United States. The guns, the money. These people were trained by the United States. They are supplied and equipped by the United States. That now, they're going to be flying the flag of Al-Qaeda. Al-Zawahiri, who is the in command of Al-Qaeda, supposedly, he told Al-Qaeda in Iraq to stop interfering in Syria, that now we have Al-Qaeda in Syria. I guarantee you, this guy is probably sitting at an army base somewhere in Nevada or something. They're probably going to take him out and feed him to the fishes, just like they did with Bin Laden, so no one would even know if that was even Bin Laden that we killed. So how come we don't even have any proof that that was actually Bin Laden? We buried him at sea, according to, quote, unquote, the Muslim traditions. Of course, you're going to believe that it is a Muslim tradition to bury at sea, but it's not. As a matter of fact, it's against Muslim traditions to bury at sea. But when you bury at sea, you very much, I guess, you very much, you are assured that no one will find the body. And no one will say, well, wait a minute, this is not Bin Laden. Bin Laden was dead a long time ago. And many of you have seen the videos that they had actually, they used to show us about Bin Laden. One thing about those videos, that Bin Laden was getting younger and younger every day. Now, the man they supposedly killed, he looked like an old man. Nothing resembles the videos. Anyway, so that's all we have for you. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Go do the right thing.
This is from the old school, new school.